A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
What?
What?
Are you ready?
Huh?
Are we ready?
Yes.
Wait, I need to open the show a very specific way.
Okay, do it.
Sing me a song of the last that is gone. Say
chill.
That last
it really isn't. No, this is the original version, not like one of the iterations.
Yes.
Make sure.
Season one. We'll make sure we don't get like muted.
Oh, I should have brought my Jamie funk.
No, you don't need it.
Jamie doesn't need my room. He's worth too much money.
I love dancing to this song. Do you dance and spin around in
I
your
do. I do. I like put my hand.
Because you watch this by yourself.
I do. I watch by myself. Nobody's watching me like have a seance to the wood spirits in my living room.
I'm too busy like watching for the door to make sure that Nathan doesn't like come into the room or wake up.
Oh, Lincoln knows that Sunday nights are the nights that we watch our rated R show. Because could you imagine if Lincoln walked in like during one of those Outlander like?
I know scenes? Because that's why I say to make sure, because I watch it like sometimes when Nathan will say he's going to the room with his dad, or then I'm like, oh shit, Outlander time, that's and I'll start watching
the
it.
The one this Sunday, there's two of them, so I was like, well, one of them is not Jamie and Claire, but it's one of them is, but the one this past Sunday was two of them, and I was like, damn, and well, because the thing is that David always gets like anxious when you get the N at the beginning of the episode. So this one didn't have the N, but it had the strong sexual content, and he's like, how the fuck do you have strong sexual content but you don't have nudity? And I'm like, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's a quickie.
I mean,
yeah,
when there's a quickie, there's a lot of corsets involved.
When you're wearing a dress all day, like, it's really easy to just pick it up.
And there's a lot of lacing to be done in this time.
It's really a pain in the ass.
Just lift the skirt and go for it.
And if you haven't figured out
when they did that on season 3, they did that, remember, in the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, if you haven't figured it out yet, weird.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
And we're talking about Outlander.
Yeah. Because I don't know that we've recorded. No, we have recorded, but we didn't talk about it, about the Droughtlander being over.
Yes.
And Jamie is back in our lives.
All is somewhat well.
All is well in the world until Outlander ends in 2 weeks, and then we have to wait
and
for Game of Thrones.
Another Droughtlander.
We have Game of Thrones in between. But Game of Thrones, I said it earlier today to a couple of people because they released the trailer today, or the teaser rather. I'm just gonna pretend like everyone's gonna die.
Yeah,
because and then the White Walkers are gonna win, because at least like I'll go in with like the lowest possible expectations, and if only one person survives,
I'll be fine.
That's probably the healthiest way to deal with Game of Thrones.
I agree.
Because... yeah,
because nobody's allowed to be happy on that show. Nobody's allowed any ounce of it happiness. And because as soon as they have it, it's like
gets snatched away from them.
And let's be real, we ended last season
on a happy note
with an ass.
I mean, with
that was the ass.
That was
the ass we have waited for many seasons.
Which is true. But then last year when Game of Thrones ended, Outlander started like 2 weeks later, and then we got Jamie ass back.
Oh, Jamie ass.
Jamie S is a good
We haven't gotten much Jamie S this season. We haven't. I'm not happy about it.
Listen, you. I can't remember your name. Show us your ass. Yes. Show us your ass.
And yeah, and I've got no Sons of Anarchy to like fill with like.
By the way, your husband's full of shit. Watch The Spy Who Dumped Me because it's really.
I watched it with him. I enjoyed it. Oh, he's full I just of don't get involved in those conversations.
He's full of shit.
Yeah, I don't
get involved. I also think he likes to troll Missy. So.
That's
he likes to troll all of us.
Well, yes, but
all of us. None of us is immune.
I thought The Spy Who Dumped Me was hilarious. And
I enjoyed it a lot.
Super hot in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, by the way. Because we're speaking so much about Outlander, we're drinking a wine.
We're drinking our Outlander wine.
Called Outlander.
Is this a purchase?
It's from Aldi.
Or was this a...
No, it's from Aldi.
Oh, this is the one you found in Aldi?
Yeah. It's a Paso Robles, and it's really good. I liked it. But what? I drank it without them, so I had to buy another one.
How dare you?
My dad was here. We needed wine for dinner, so we
had didn't give you shit about it being cheap wine?
No, I didn't tell him it was cheap wine until after we drank it.
It has a fancy looking bottle.
It does have a fancy looking bottle.
Like, I actually, for a sec, thought that this was actually like
from the show?
Yeah.
I mean,
because it
isn't. They should have Outlander wine.
They should have Outlander wine. It would make sense for them. Well, it would make sense for them to have Outlander
whiskey.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing.
I had the White Walker whiskey.
Was it good?
On New Year. It's good.
We have.
But I like whiskey. I mean, I like whiskey. If you don't like whiskey, you're not going to like it. But.
We had the Johnny Walker.
Yeah,
that's one we have. But our friend was gifted for Christmas the White Walker Lagavulin.
Mm.
Because apparently it's six different whiskey brands that are making Game of Thrones White Walker like inspired.
Cool.
So. Yeah, but
oh my god, I think I just had an epiphany. Okay. In like not a good way. I think that if I'm doing my math correctly, the finale of Outlander is the same episode, the same day as Rent Live.
27th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't watch Outlander live.
I don't either.
Yeah, me neither. Clearly, I'm not caught up.
Well, it's not that necessarily I don't either, because I don't watch it live. It is the same.
Same.
But Stars on the app as of midnight Saturday,
already?
It's on because it needs to air in the UK first. So the UK watchers are already watching it.
You can watch it Sunday morning on demand.
Right.
Like on the regular TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I watched it.
We discovered that last year.
Well, that's how I watched the episode that I told you, the last one that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it in the morning.
Yeah.
Of that Sunday night.
We usually try to watch it Sunday afternoon while Lincoln is napping.
Oh, Nathan's just giving up on
Oliver's, naps altogether. Oliver's not much of a napper anymore.
No, he still naps.
Thanks to
at school,
Christmas vacation.
Yeah, no. At school, no, Nathan is still at school will nap. It's just that weekend at home.
At school, he'll nap. But at home, well, now, like, we were just in North Carolina for 16 days. I don't think he napped once the whole time we were there.
Was he at least going to bed at, like, a decent time?
No, he was going to bed at, like, 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
But he was waking up at, like, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
It was nice.
Give a little, take a little.
Yeah. No, it was fine. It worked out. It worked out fine.
Yeah.
Nathan's becoming lazy, and it's kind of amazing. Like, in the mornings, like, he'll, like, wake up now, like, at 4 and go pee. And then he'll go back to sleep, and it'll be, like, 7:30. And I'm like, Nathan, we gotta go. Gotta wake up because he has to be at school by 9. And I was like, this is amazing.
Well, he is really not going to be happy next year.
No,
when he's got to be at school by 7:45.
That'll be fine. But now.
I thought Sophie's was bad at 8:20.
Yeah, no, that'll be fine because like he usually wakes up at like 6. So it wasn't a big issue. Usually at 6 o'clock, it's like, just stop talking.
Oh, I know.
But like the last, like since the break, and it's not every day, but this morning was one of them. And like Jeff had to call us the other day, and he's like, are you awake? I'm like, no. He goes, you need to wake up. I'm like, oops, I forgot.
It's not a coaster. That's just a sticker.
I didn't put it there because it was a coaster. I put it there because I put it there.
It looks like a coaster.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't want Martha's sticker to peel off the table.
It's not going to peel off. But we know where to get more.
I know. This is true. Hi, Martha.
What's up, girl? So it's been a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. So
this is our first episode of the new year.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festivus. And Happy
Festivus
New Year.
Is stupid.
For the, it's I don't for like the rest of us.
I don't like Seinfeld.
It is for the rest of us.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
It's not for you.
It's not for me.
I don't like Seinfeld. So it does, but I
like but I don't like Seinfeld either, but I like Festivus. I like the idea of Festivus.
Just airing
like,
your grievances?
Yes, I like airing my grievances.
I
want to
do that every
about
day. So.
I know, but now we have a poll and it's fun. We have a Festivus poll.
Do you know how like bad Hispanic family relations would be if we instead of
Two days later. They do the same shit 2 days later.
Sí, but that's 2 days later.
El Dio que nació Cristo.
No, but what I mean is
if we had,
to air out grievances.
Oh, no. Oh, honey, no. Eso no se hace.
No.
The entire, like, Hispanic family structure.
But why do white people do it? Because white people don't like being mean to each other. So I don't understand.
But there's a whole passive-aggressive structure in the Hispanic community of, like, how you don't tell people how you feel. That's why, like... But that's why I think Southern people also do... and then Southern people use the, oh, she's precious.
Yeah.
Oh, darling.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. I am one to gossip. You heard it from me.
I don't know. That's some white nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I can get away with that. Can you? I couldn't even imagine telling half the people my issues with them.
Oh my god, no! It would like Miami would blow up. It would cease to exist if people just like told everybody what their problems were.
Oh my god,
like.
No.
I hate you because da 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 da, and I hate you because da 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 da.
It'd be like the end of Mean Girls.
Yeah, no, and then she got hit by a bus.
Like, I don't hate you because you're fat. You're fat because I hate you.
Oh my god!
It'll be like the end of Mean Girls.
Exactly.
It'll literally
that's
be
exactly
people tearing each other apart.
Let me tell you that I know you guys didn't like it, but I don't know if you actually watched it, Insatiable.
I haven't watched it yet.
I didn't see it, but I felt like it was very problematic just like in its inception, so I was just not doing it.
The thing is that I wanted to know if it was actually problematic, and like me and Paula, mm-hmm. who's been on the podcast before, loved it. Like, completely loved it, because you have to literally take it as that movie Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just, it's like that type of just backhanded, everybody's,
I love Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Then you will like this movie.
That's the one with the pageant. The
yes,
dance, right?
And that's
yeah.
why you
were sure we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah,
you know, your old lady brain sometimes freaking.
It took me a second there because I was about to say Drop Dead Diva, and I'm like, no, wrong concept.
Retrospectively, that's a problematic show too.
Granted, but Drop Dead Gorgeous is basically that same type of humor that basically people are just being like 100% like on each other at all times, but it's.
Right.
And at one line, because the whole thing, if you haven't seen Insatiable, is that she loses a lot of weight because she had her jaw wired shut. So she loses all this
can
weight.
Can I get my jaw wired shut?
You have to get punched by a homeless man.
Okay.
I can punch you in the face.
Thanks.
But that, so, and then.
Volunteers tribute.
And I just,
anytime somebody gets stung by a jellyfish, I volunteer to pee on them.
Oh, of course you do. And then, do you have a big giant hole?
Oh, the water's getting in my hole. I know you're sex too.
But so the whole thing is like, and she tries to like, is angry at all these like skinny perfect people that like made fun of her when she was
right.
Like fat. And finally, at one point, she meets a girl that's in fat also, and the pageant. Circuit and mm-hmm. the girl's like, oh yeah, because you know this, like they just start having this conversation and stuff like that, and the girl, she goes, yeah, because you know we have to, because all these people were mean to me because I was fat, and then like the girl just looks at her dead face and she goes, girl, just because you're pretty on the outside, you're still ugly on the inside, and that's what matters. It has nothing to, and that's what it does have its problems, but it knows what it's doing,
right?
And then it's like super like slapsticky, insane situations that people find themselves in that don't make sense in the real world.
Like Riverdale?
Like, yes.
No, Riverdale's so much worse, but in the best way possible.
Riverdale is, I've been like, okay, so I've been binging Riverdale. I caught up 3 seasons in like 4 days because I can't not watch it.
Which, by the way,
that's a feat.
The text.
Yeah, the text chain that we have going is...
No, but that's like after I included you, I slowed down because when it was...
Why didn't you include me to begin with? You knew I watched it.
I don't know. I just started... Because I had been texting Christy and Missy, and then I was like, oh, Missy doesn't watch it. So I just like started talking to Christy. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But I was texting her at like 2 a.m. and I'm like, I need to go to
Why
sleep.
Why are you guys having a separate friendship without me?
Because we don't like it.
And granted, she's texting me at 2 a.m. I don't see them till the next morning.
I'm up at that time.
But like, I te- texted him like, I know you're sleeping and you'll see this in the morning, but what the fuck is happening?
What is this? What is this? Why is this happening?
Don't tell
me. What's wrong with Betty? Why is Betty like this? Oh my God, don't tell me. Don't tell me. What?
Yeah, just like she texted us the other day. She's like, is the farm part of this stuff? Wait, never mind. Don't tell me.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Wait, magic? Witch? What? No, I don't want to know.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how I feel. Well, I'm like frenzied texting her like sentence after sentence after sentence. And I'm like, something bad's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. Oh my God, something bad happened.
I want you're the worst. Like, if this is bothering you, like, or if this is creeping you out, like, you no, cannot watch Hill House.
This
like,
season, no, way. I've already decided I can't watch Hill House. But okay, season two has like scared me way more than season three has. Season three is just like creepy and weird. Like
nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense.
Yeah, it's like one big jumble mess. And like the Gargoyle King thing is creepy, but season two with like
that's this
with the series, yeah, it's a that's what I said.
It's a chupacabra.
I was like, oh my God, it's a chupacabra!
But I thought that too when I first saw it. I'm like, it's a fucking chupacabra! Like this is what, and, this is what we all grew up with being scared of. Like, and please that be aware of the Jimmy Rice's murderer.
Yeah, please, this is true. she broke Vanessa. Vanessa is broken.
Hello. This is past your age, but we were not allowed to play in our front yard.
No, we weren't.
Ever. Like, our entire generation in Miami.
Because of Jimmy Rice.
Because of Jimmy Rice. Because that happened when we were like 5 years old.
Oh my God. Yeah. So when I found out that Jimmy Rice got like chopped up into little pieces and like put in a freezer, I, in my head, imagined that he was like in little Tupperware containers. I was like, who took
that's some morbid shit, Vanessa.
I don't know if this is still too soon. I don't know.
How is it too soon? It was like 91.
Still, oh my God, it was
91. Or like 93 or some shit.
When was it? Because I feel like I was in high school during Jimmy Rice. I feel like I was in high school.
No, that would make sense. Jimmy Rice.
And for those of you that don't live in Miami,
People know who Jimmy Rice is.
Jimmy Rice is basically the reason that America's most wanted.
No, that was Andrew Walsh.
Is Walsh, that's right.
Murder of Jimmy Rice.
95. He died September 11th.
So 95, that's not even.
I was 7 years old.
I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, we were seven.
No, I take that back. I was a senior. That was the fall of my senior year because I graduated in fall.
We were in first
grade. Oh, but this is why he got abducted. They lived in the Redlands.
Oh, and also he was.
So it's his fault that he got abducted.
Oh, he didn't. It's his parents' fault. I mean, for fucking. Like,
why would you live
boonies
in a farm?
Why are you living on the farm?
And that's also.
See, full circle. The farm is bad.
It was also one of those situations that I think the bus driver used to. No, but like the bus driver used to drop off all the kids at like the top one, of the. Of in like one stop at the top of a hill. And everybody
no
had
hills
to.
Hills in the Redlands. I well, don't know I mean, like, you were there is, but there's. No, I work there. There's no hills in
but
the
like
Redlands.
At one stop. Like no at one stop sign. And then, like, every kid had to, like, find their own way home.
You're right, because I remember something in, like, fourth grade, my fourth grade teacher saying, or my fourth grade art teacher at the time was saying that, like, no, I make my kid's bus driver drop me off at the door of my house and honk so that my kid doesn't end up chopped up. Like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think that was the issue, that like, they all had to, like, walk to their houses.
Right.
Like, they weren't
the
dropped off
Redlands,
anymore.
Like, the space, it's, like, spaced out because it's
farms.
Yeah,
because it's the Redlands.
Yeah, like, that's, like, not like me. That, like, when I took the bus, literally, it was, like, in front of my house. Like, hey, there's your child. Like, and everybody, and it
yeah,
didn't
you
matter.
You also grew up in the 18th century where there was no crime. So
yeah, and there was like,
and you got dropped off, and you got dropped off in a stagecoach.
I wish. No, but let me tell you, there wasn't. I was actually having this conversation with somebody the other day about how
the school was in her barn. She actually didn't have a bus. The school was in her barn.
She had an entire grade, like the entire school was in her classroom. She actually had to walk.
The first graders and the seniors were in the same building.
I really hate both of you so much.
She actually had to walk 15 miles.
She did. In the snow? In the snow. On top of it, it was in the snow.
Because
no, I wasn't allowed to walk home from school anymore because I walked home once. I walked home once and I got jumped.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't. You got jumped.
Of course I did. I lived in the hood.
That is not the hood.
It's a Hispanic hood.
It is now.
I will take a Hispanic hood over any other kind of hood any day.
Granted, I will take my Hispanic hood over anything any day. But yeah, I still got. Well, it wasn't just me. It was like a group of like five of us that we were walking home. And
that's not the hood.
We got jumped for because my kid had a.
You need to come down to the area in between where I work and Jeff works.
Oh,
that's
I know. Oh, I know. I know. Not the best of neighborhoods. I've
no
seen
offense,
it.
No offense, people.
But yeah,
thanks for listening.
I got jumped because my friend that was walking with us had like the 1980s the thick silver
chain.
No the
oh,
big
silver ones. Yes, yes, yes.
Those like chain link silver that everybody had. And then like it, they progressively grew depending on like
classy,
like the money, like it's just like,
of course,
yeah. God, I was old. Well, I am old. I'm okay.
We love
that.
You.
Yeah, I forget very often how the age difference is between us and.
Well, like now it's not so bad.
No, but it still is. She's 8 years older than us.
Right, but we like the same things. We get She's along.
40.
I know.
I also
She's
like
trying to make her feel better.
I also like weird
things. She can't
things.
Hear us because we're whispering.
Exactly. And you know what? You
she
can pour.
Your... Can't hear us because she's old.
You know what? You can pour your own wine.
Thank you, mommy.
Chrissy drove us the other night when we
she
all went out.
Did. She was like, "Put your seatbelt," and I was like, "I'm buckled, mommy."
Yes, and then Missy and Vanessa were acting like children in the back of the car.
Oh my God, it was so much fun.
We're trying to have an adult conversation.
But why?
And
we're
me and
going
Steph
out
had
to
the,
have a good time.
No, we just tuned you guys out.
Me and Steph had the parental conversation in the front seat.
You
we
did.
Literally,
me and Missy were giggling like little assholes.
And me and Steph was like, "I'm like, I can do this. It's okay. Yeah. I have a child."
They were trying to like bother me with like a little dinosaur.
Yeah,
and I just ignored them.
Because
she hit me really fucking hard
with the dinosaur.
She like bitch slapped me with a dinosaur.
I didn't mean to hit you so hard.
Yeah, but sure
it,
you did.
I really didn't. Sure I didn't did. Know it was gonna. I didn't realize it was so heavy when I swung it.
Title your sex tape. I like how that's what she said has turned into title of your sex tape.
It was like, it's really soft and squishy.
That's title of your sex tape.
I feel like it's just better. Like, it just has more of an effect.
And like, I was tickling Missy's face with it. She was like, "Ew, ew." So they started doing it to her, and I was trying to reach her boobs, and I couldn't reach her boobs. And then she got mad at me, so I hit her with the dinosaur.
I didn't get mad at you, I just ignored you.
No, well, then I got mad, and I hit her with the dinosaur.
And then I guess you couldn't reach her boobs because I had your seat belted into the back seat.
My car seat wouldn't allow me to reach the front.
That's how you limit the amount of trouble that the children in the back seat can get
very
into.
Very much so, very much. Well, but it's okay. We had fun.
We did.
We went to dinner. We got rained on.
Oh my God, that was
you
the best.
You guys got rained on. My jacket did not allow me to get rained on. It was great.
That was fun. And then we went to a bar.
That day. I had to.
So did Missy. And we went to a bar, and then we overheard somebody complaining that their ID was real, like trying to defend themselves.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I missed that part.
Missy heard it, and she told me.
We also tried to order tequila shots, and we were told it wasn't real tequila. It was agave wine.
Because they didn't have a liquor license.
They didn't have a liquor license. What the fuck?
Oh,
what the fuck kind of birthday is it if we can't do tequila shots? Also, everybody's a bitch, because Patty and I were the only ones that were willing to do tequila shots, while the rest of you...
I don't like shots. I've never liked shots, though.
I never like shots, and I'm old enough to say no.
Yeah. 33, damn it. I don't have to take a shot if I don't want one.
Exactly. I'm 40 years old.
I'm not 21 anymore where I feel bad when everybody's taking a shot and I gotta play along. No. 33. I want to drink cheap wine at a bar that really shouldn't be serving wine. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm really proud of your 33-year-old ass for saying no, because my 33-year-old ass would have said yes. My 40-year-old ass is like, no.
Your 40-year-old ass got its ass whooped a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Because of shots.
Because of shots. So.
Because you apparently forgot how to drink.
Apparently you didn't learn.
Yeah. Apparently. No, it's
you needed one more really hard lesson.
One same thing the entire night.
She needed one really hard lesson.
In my defense, it was my friend's sister's wedding, and yeah, bad decisions were made. It's fun though.
We know.
Because you didn't stick to the same type of alcohol.
I did. Just we had multiple. Well,
no,
you told us that you didn't.
No, I didn't. I didn't.
There's a podcast that I can't share because you were like. And I'm like, I can't put this out. I refuse.
I was so like, just
you were
done.
Not like you threw up before we started recording. Like that's not
that was bad.
You were still hungover the next night.
Yeah, the next night. That was pretty impressive.
24 hours later, you were still hungover.
God, I remember those days. That was
it was
a no, month but ago. I mean, like when that was like my norm.
Like it was a month ago. I hope you can remember that.
That
far
was
back.
Like the norm. Like not the norm, like to be that, but like those nights were like the norm, and I could bounce back from that shit.
No, you need the IV. You need the firefighter to
the banana bag.
I need the banana bag. I need the douchebag firefighter to bring the banana bags. No, never gonna do that again.
A douchebag firefighter?
Yeah.
Oh,
the drinking shirt.
Douchebag firefighter sounds like fun.
No,
TBH.
No,
for one time, not like
one time.
Yeah, not to date.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that was my mistake. No, don't date him.
Eso no se hace.
You did the Amy Santiago where you kept dating the douchebag.
Yeah. Before Jeff, they were basically all douchebags.
I mean, but then just have fun one or two times and then move on. I mean, whatever. This is all moot at this point. But
at this point, I'm my dating
at this
days.
Point, hindsight is 2020.
God help me, my dating days are done.
It's okay, Christy. We can sign you up from art for our time. Maybe you and your mom get a two for one special.
What about my husband?
What about him?
Oh, he's what? Well, yeah, he's not even factored into the scenario.
We mercifully killed him. in our fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Not in real life. No, I love him.
He slowly poisoned his cupcakes over a long period of time, and then everybody just thought he was sick.
That's so sad.
And nobody could figure out why.
Like Munchausen syndrome?
No, Munchausen is when you think you're sick, but you're not actually sick.
Isn't there one that, like, you make people sick around you, or you want them to be sick? It's on the seventh, well, the, whatever that lady did to her kid.
That's Munchausen by proxy.
Isn't the one that the lady did on Sixth Sense?
No, she
murdered
her.
That was murder.
No, she wasn't murdering her. Yeah, she was. She overdid it at the end. No, she was making her kid sick to keep the kid sick so that people would pay attention.
She was slowly poisoning her with bleach.
To murder her.
Bleach in her oatmeal every morning.
Yeah, but I feel it was to keep the child sick.
Yes, that's how you kill someone without finding out, like without getting charged for murder.
But I remember watching it and she wasn't like trying to murder the kid. She just wanted the kid to be ill.
No. She wanted to kill the kid.
I need to rewatch this. We need to rewatch this piece.
The intention when you're slowly poisoning someone over a long period of time is because you want them to be sick so that it's not a shock to people when they die.
No, but I know that. That's what you do to old rich guys. But I mean, like in Sixth Sense.
Jeff, don't cook anything that bitch makes for you.
I feel that like the storyline behind that was that that's how the kid found out because the
ghost
mom like.
Barton showed Haley Joel Osment that's how her stepmother was killing her.
It was
Misha Barton.
Was it really?
It's Misha Barton.
Yes,
she's
Misha
like,
Barton.
No, it was not Misha Barton.
Misha Barton. Google that shit. I promise.
Was
you.
It Misha Barton?
100% it's Misha Barton.
Because I'm still reeling from the fact that like the
little girl,
the murdery kid, and the murdery guy in the beginning is the crackhead is Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh yeah, that is Donnie Wahlberg.
Like. Super emaciated, I am now Christian Bale type weight loss.
Yes, she was showing Haley Joel Osment that her stepmother was poisoning her over time, and that's why people knew that she was sick, but nobody could ever figure out why. And they took her to all these doctors, and
my God, that was Misha Barton.
And nobody could figure out why. And they took her to all these doctors, and no doctor could figure out why she was dying, and it was that her stepmother was poisoning her food.
Jesus.
Slowly.
Is that like when the horror tried to make Aria feel like she was going crazy, or was she was going sick on Pretty Little Liars?
Yes,
that's a show you need to watch.
Yeah, I was thinking about that now that I finished Riverdale.
No, you need to watch Queer Eye first. Queer Eye's quick.
Well, watch Queer Eye. It's like one season, and you're
it's
like
two seasons, but it's quick.
And you happy
it's
cry, and it's a lot of happy crying, and you feel good about yourself. And then when you feel good about yourself, I want you to be taken down a couple pegs. So watch Pretty Little Liars.
I've been reading a lot of tweets and stuff about the show You, and a lot of the conclusion is that it's just older Dan Humphrey.
Yeah, I heard somebody
say
that
Dan Humphrey kept stalking girls on the Upper East Side, and this is where he is now.
This is just because no one said no. Because no one stopped him when they should have.
Exactly.
So because we allowed him to make a blog.
Right.
But see, you need to watch Pretty Little Liars and just love and hate yourself all at the same time.
Yeah, because it's just as ridiculous as Riverdale. Like, it's that.
And then you
yeah, I thought about that the other day. I was like, okay, well, this ridiculousness is done until it comes back. I need to watch something else.
It comes
ridiculous.
Back like this week.
I know. And Christy and Stephanie have both told me that.
And even Jeff watched it.
Pretty ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, Dave, Dave watched it too. I have Dave's former mentor in college, and I took a lot of his classes too. We were friends with him on Facebook, and we would watch him like become obsessed with Pretty Little Liars. This is long since we graduated, but like we would watch him become obsessed with Pretty Little Liars via Facebook, and we couldn't fathom for the life of us like why this supremely intelligent person got caught up in this show. And then Dave started watching it with me, and he was like, no, I get it. It's ridiculous, but it's
well, here's the thing,
it's so bad it's good,
but it's so ridiculous, but it's so ridiculously well written, well shot, and well styled.
It's well shot and well styled. I don't know that it's well written.
Yes, because you literally sit there going, are you fucking, did that happen? And apparently there's clues in like season one that revert back to season seven. So the woman, the thing is that,
not like Riverdale that's just written by predictive text.
Yep, basically. But yeah, because the lady that is one of the creator and the head writer, she's basically like she was a huge fan of Lost. So she loved.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So there's a lot of like hidden subtext and hidden clues and stuff like that they give you, and then they'll like. Finally, when you find out, because there's multiple people, eventually, like you find out that are the big bad of Pretty Little Liars, and then she'll tell you like, oh, there's clues to this in season this, and you watch. And when the show was actually going on, Pretty Little Liars actually had the highest social media exchange of mm-hmm. any show. Because of the fact that, like, the days that, like, episodes would come up, people would be tweeting, like, their guesses. And, like, did you see this and did you see that? Because it's literally a murder mystery. And then it's, like, multiple murder mysteries.
That sounds fun to me.
And possibly has, in the last season, the one of the best death scenes I've ever seen. And I can't tell you which one it is, because when it happened, I literally was like, is that real? Did that just happen?
Oh, with no context.
Yeah. Area, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I was like,
did that just happen? Yeah. Did that really just happen?
Yeah.
So they have no fear of doing anything on that show.
Yeah, no, it's fun.
And it also makes inappropriate relationships kind of okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
But yes. So that's our movie tidbit of the day.
Yes.
So how has life been? How are the holidays treated
everybody?
Wait,
wait, wait. Let's take a break.
And come back.
And we'll come back and talk about the holidays.
Okay. Okay.
Please hold.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I am torn. My favorite that I want to hang out with is Jonathan.
Well, yeah.
That's, I think, everybody's favorite.
Because he seems like the most fun. Yeah.
And then Tan is just my, like,
Tan's
love.
My favorite. Tan's my favorite.
And Anthony, I wish he wasn't gay.
But he's gay. Sorry.
That's my only thing. Like, I just think he's so pretty. I wanted to cook
for
me.
Did you see the Do Not Watch This on Netflix episode with him?
Yes. Yes.
Did Jeff watch it?
Yes. But that's what I'm telling you. That's why I want, like, Anthony's that. Anthony.
Anthony.
Hi.
Hi.
You need to watch Queer Eye.
You need to watch Queer Eye.
I know. I've been told.
Okay. So how was your holidays?
Great. We were in North Carolina and it was warmer than anticipated.
Yeah. You were really, like,
it was like 60 packed. Degrees one day and it was not cold at all.
You were very packed. Like, yeah. Like, you prepared for
this. I was prepared for the cold, and then I get there, and I'm like, it's not cold. I mean, it was cold, but it wasn't like I thought it was going to snow.
Did you get snow at all?
No, not at all.
Didn't it just snow before you?
It did. Like, all the snow for the whole season dumped on them for 2 days, and then by the time we got there, it had all melted. There was, like, chunks of snow that had turned into ice that hadn't melted yet, but it was all gone.
I think it's supposed to snow there coming up.
Probably, because I'm not there.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
How are the kids in North Carolina?
Oh, they loved it. They did not want to come. They cried so much when we left. Like, they didn't realize that my parents weren't coming on the plane with us. It was just me and the two of them on the flight home. And in the line for security.
Wait, wait, wait. I'm sorry. Stop what you're doing.
That's kind of perfect.
Yes, you haven't seen that Steve is the young John Rock.
Yeah, but that's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Sorry.
So, like, in the line to get through TSA, Sophie, like, looked around and was like, well, that's not here.
That's when she realized it?
Yeah, and I was like, I don't know. I think, like, it hit her because she saw my mom get back in the car and, like, We walked in, just the three of us, and I was talking to him like, it's just the three of us. You guys need to behave. You need to listen to mommy. If I say stay with me, you need to stay with me, because I had like my carry-on bag, and then I had the two kids, and you know, like I didn't have enough hands for everything. And we're like in line for TSA, and all of a sudden Sophie starts looking around, and she was like, I miss my abuela, and like just like hysterical sobbing. And so I had to like hug her, and she's like crying into my shirt, and I'm like, awesome. And then Oliver sees her crying, and he started crying, and I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be one of those days. And he, I think he was like forcing himself to cry until it became a real cry.
Oh my god.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And I got them to calm down. I'm like, you guys need to calm down, because if they see you crying, they're gonna think something's happening. And I mean, I had their IDs, like, to prove that like,
these are my children.
No, yeah, I never travel without their passports. Like, even if we're going like domestic flights, I never travel without them, because one, I don't want to lose their birth certificate, but it proves like these are my children, you know. And so yeah, so I was just like, I'm just gonna like if they see you crying, you know,
they're gonna think I'm stealing.
They're gonna, yeah, like, or they're just gonna think there's like a problem, and like I don't need that.
Not in TSA. No.
Like, I'm like, I don't need. I'm like, you guys, relax.
This is the place.
And I know, like, I've been to this airport plenty of times, so I know, like, right after you finish security, you have to go downstairs to get to the terminal. As soon as you go downstairs, there's a Starbucks. Like, right off the stairs, there's a Starbucks. I'm like, if you guys stop crying, we'll go get Starbucks. And they were like, okay, mommy. And they stopped crying. So I'm like, great. We got through security. Everything was fine. We got Starbucks. We got to our gate. And we sit down. I'm like, okay, well, let me call my parents, because we got here, just to let them know that we're safe. So I called my mom. And I tell my mom, I was like, oh, because Sophie started crying. She was like, Sophie started crying? And I'm like, yeah, she started crying. She's like, let me talk to her. So I put my mom on the phone with Sophie, and then Sophie started crying, talking to my mom. So I took the phone away and I started talking to my mom. My mom is crying on the phone, and I'll call you back, mom. I have to deal with these kids. And she was like, okay. Like, I hung up on my mom. So Sophie's like climbing in my lap crying.
Oh my god, why is everybody so dramatic?
Because this is my family. We're dramatic as fuck. And then Oliver was playing his Game Boy, had no idea what was going on until Sophie climbed in my lap. Then he saw her crying. So I was watching him. And I know the second time for sure was a fake cry that turned into a real cry. And they both like, we're sitting on my lap, and I'm like struggling holding them and like the backpacks and all their toys and everything. And it turns out we were sitting right next to the pilots, because they were waiting to board the plane. Yeah. And they left to go board the plane. And then one of them came back because he saw us with the tears. And he was like, oh, and he started talking to the kids. He's like, do you guys want to, when you come on board, you want to come to the cockpit and you want to like see all the buttons and how we fly the plane? And they were like, yeah. And they still had like tears, but they were like, mm-hmm. And that like kind of calmed them down. But every time for like that rest of that day and the following day was, I miss Wella, I won't be in North Carolina. And I'm like, this is awful. And my parents are coming on Thursday, so I have a feeling it's just gonna,
oh, they're coming down,
yeah, because they have a wedding next Saturday. So they're coming, and the tears are gonna start all over again when they leave again. So
yay, Jesus. So excited. While you were, because my Ring, I got notifications, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, let me go look at what it was. Well, for a minute, I was like, oh, these people, because I want to see if people had left my house yet, because Jeff's home with the kid. And I see this video. And it's, for those of you that don't know, my husband, since I was checking the video earlier.
Is he licking the doorbell?
Or just being creepy, because you know that he... He knows that I was looking.
He's licking the doorbell. So
he's just being really weird and creepy. And it's just eyeball.
And nose.
Yeah, so I'm going to download this, because...
Please do.
That should
you
be
need to
saved.
Post that on Facebook.
I feel that should be saved. So we're going to save that video.
Well, my holidays suck and I don't want to talk about them. However, Christian Siriano is taking over the Tim Gunn role in Project Runway, and that is perfect.
But I like Tim Gunn.
Yeah, but Tim Gunn and Heidi left because they're going to do another project.
Are they?
Yeah. So it's now...
Is Tim related to Sean?
No.
Oh.
No, Sean Gunn is related to
the other one. Yeah, I know. But I was hoping that he was like a Theo or something.
Not that
they're British.
No, they're not.
He's not British.
No, I mean Tim Gunn.
He's
not British. He's not British.
No.
Sweetie.
That, there's an accent there.
No, there isn't. He's just
make it work.
No, honey.
Or well educated.
Yes.
That's the well educated voice.
Tim and I have a new show on Prime Video.
If you're a fashion designer and have what it takes to
where is British?
Best, I don't know, he just sounds so perfect.
Casting fashion designers.
I don't know, maybe it's just all his travel.
And I'll see you there. I can't wait.
I don't know. I just always I just assumed he's amazing and fabulous, so he has to be British.
I mean, he is amazing and fabulous, but
where is he from?
American.
I mean, he's American.
American is big.
I don't know. Wait. Early life. DC. His father was an FBI agent.
Okay. Ooh. Well, that's interesting. Oh. Well, anyway, I think that's great because Christian Siriano came from Project Runway. So
I love Christian Siriano.
Yeah, they left. So it's going to be Karlie Kloss and Christian Siriano.
I'm okay with
but
that.
But Nina Garcia's still there, so we're fine.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I like her.
I love
her. Yeah. My holidays were pretty decent. I did not have a nervous breakdown. So
high five.
That's always an important thing. And I was home for a while. So everything went pretty okay. Which for me is like not normal. Because usually I stress myself out to like the breaking point. Well, but you should ask Jeff this question and then we'll see if I really was calm.
I will ask
because I feel that the answer will be different.
Of course it will be.
But at least it was like somewhat chilly in Miami at some points.
I feel like I could have stayed in Miami. The way
it's been, it's that it's been cold for like 3 days, like in the middle of the week, but then it doesn't stay cold for the weekend, which is really annoying because then you can't bonfire because who's going to do it during the week?
Yeah.
And also it's cold in the mornings.
But that's
always.
Fine.
But that's always.
It. Like, it's only cold in the morning, and no. Then by, like, the evening, it's already humid.
Like, I've gotten used to the North Carolina temperatures, and I wake up, and I'm like, oh, it's 60 degrees here. Kids, put on a hoodie and go to school. You'll be fine by the afternoon. Like, you don't need anything else.
No. I didn't have to put Nathan in his ridiculous coat this year, so we're good.
I mean, yeah. You don't have to put him in a ridiculous coat. You could just put him in, like, a warm jacket. You don't have to, like...
No, but, it, last Christmas, I think at one point, like one morning, it was like 30 something, and
for like two hours
granted, so we put him in like the big coat and we left the little hoodie in his cubby, but you know, he did get to wear his one giant puffy jacket for
I mean I have it one for like but he's never worn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Oliver wore the puffy jacket one time while we were in
by the way I'm accepting shoe donations because Link's size 10s are getting small.
Oh, then you're set because Nate's is growing out of
I'm
his 11s
set.
Cause
you know what I thought about yesterday too? I don't have to buy uniforms anymore.
No. No, probably not. Is it khaki bottom?
No, navy.
Damn it, I have to go back to navy?
Yeah.
Yay for Oliver.
Yeah, Christy is probably gonna
Nathan
in the same school my kid's in.
So yeah,
this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, we're looking at that transition, which means damn it, it couldn't have been khaki bottoms. I got those. We'll have to
the
buy
girls
new ones
wear
anyway.
Khaki.
I gotta buy new ones anyway because his khaki bottoms are already outgrown.
Yeah, the girls wear khaki.
But yeah, I already took had my time off for them.
Cool.
I already put it in.
I mean, I won't be there because I'm already there and I don't need to be there, but...
Yeah.
But...
Nobody needs to be there. No. you go because you have to be there.
Yeah.
But at least I don't have to be at work.
That's true.
So I get to get out of work for like 3 hours.
That's good. Bad. That's always fun.
Which works out because my mom's birthday.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to go...
Why don't you just take the day?
I was, but I don't want to like take too much time. Because then I want it for, like, actual, like, trips.
Makes sense.
Because I'm much more limited than I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, no. I don't know. Is there anything fun going on with the world?
I'm
going
to get Christy into the PTA with me. And we're going to do all these fun mom activities. And we're going to volunteer all the time.
And remember, I'm still the working, like,
so am I.
9 to 6 mom.
Everybody works. There's like a handful of moms that don't work, but most of us work. I'm good. There's a handful of us that don't work, but almost everybody works.
Oh, we're not like some schools that, you know.
No, I, we're not Gulliver. Like, what's wrong with you?
Doesn't have to be Gulliver. I could name a couple more.
There are the ones that don't work and do nothing. I mean, they're, but it's not as... as and, yeah, but you're not the type of work, it's the stay-at-home mom we're talking, well, you're not that, the one we're talking about.
No.
It was just funny to raise my hand.
Yeah.
That nobody but the people in this room saw, but it was still funny.
Right.
You amused yourself.
But
it did.
But yeah, because we're getting into that point now, though. Like, all three of us are approaching.
Join me.
The, not, not the stay at home, but I mean, yeah, the, we're going to be starting
elementary.
Like, elementary. Mm-hmm. Like, our kids are no longer pre anythings.
Yeah.
I know.
Stop all three it. Of the boys.
No.
All three of them. Well,
Oliver.
Nathan,
Oliver, even though he's born the same year, is behind because of August.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's starting.
Even though Nathan's like.
Yeah. So it's funny because I've always thought this, like, Nathan and Lincoln are further apart, but will always be in the same grade.
They caught up because of that year thing.
But Oliver and Lincoln are actually closer in age.
But because of
he was born after August, he'll always be the year behind them.
Yeah, because in Texas, my friends, they do the year.
Yeah, most of them.
They go just January to December.
My friends that live in Jersey, they grew up in Jersey, they go to December also. So, like, that's how you get across, like, the loophole. Like, for people that are always wondering, like, how to get their kids, like, a year ahead when they don't want to hold them back. It's the only way they allow it is if you're coming from a state where the timeline is different and they allow you to transfer into, like, because you're already in that grade.
Yeah, like my friends in upper Florida, she was talking about, like, redshirting her kid to, like, hold him in PK3 another year or have him do PK4, I think, another year because he started school late. So she's like, I think he could do a little bit more. So she's, and his age, like, it works because he's, like, right at the cutoff. So he really should.
He probably should, yeah.
Be younger.
Well, the school does pre-K. You can do pre-K 2 twice. Because if you start, because you can technically start them at 18 months. And if you start them at 18 months, then they have to do pre-K 2 twice just because they won't be caught up with the rest of the class. But
we're, like, all going to have, like, kindergartners. That's terrifying. Like, our kids are going to be, like...
I hope you guys have a better kinder experience than I did.
Well, okay, your kinder was...
Kinder was bad. My pre-K was fantastic.
That's where it was.
My pre-K was amazing. And then...
It was... I get confused sometimes. Because she's in first now.
Grade now. First is going well so far.
But it was the... okay. Because I get confused in which one was...
It was Kinder. Kinder was really shitty and I was very upset about that.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping you guys have a better Kinder. I hope Oliver has a better Kinder.
Both teachers, if in Kinder... at this place have been there a very long time. I mean, all the teachers really, for the most part, have been there a long time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm hoping if that's what, like, we'll make our decision in a little bit, but that's where we're leaning towards right now. Just because I'm having the whole public school, private school, charter school internal debate.
The problem with all of that, and, like, me and Paula can attest to it, is that, and your friend Olivia, like, you don't know what the best thing is or what the right thing is until you're in it. Mm-hmm. And you know, like...
Yeah, I don't... I know exactly. I know because I had my kid in one school.
The one school, one school, Nathan and Oliver, and it works well for Oliver and it didn't work for Nathan. And now where he is, it's perfect for him. So, like, you don't know until you do it. And that's why, like, Paula had... issues with Jude in his kinder also, way worse than mine.
Yeah, hers was like, hers was terrible. But hers was weird different because I had a lot of, like, I had issues at Nathan with Nathan in the beginning, but it was a different type of,
well, I was also different age group,
it was also, like, different issue, but, like, I feel it, like, the issues, and Paula talked about her issues on our, when she was on the podcast.
Did she?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, her and Olivia both talked about the issues they're having, and it was a lot of just apathy.
Yeah.
Coming from the team.
Well, but that, I feel like, unfortunately, and because I've been in all three environments, like, I feel like that happens more so at public, less at charter, but does happen at charter, and less at private. It still happens at private. I'm not saying it doesn't.
Well, Jude's and Olivia's were both charters, but, weren't they?
Charters. Yeah. And the issue was more the apathy of, like, well, we need to have this score.
Well, that's
and
also
your
the
kid's
problem.
Not
that's the problem. That's the problem with charter. That's the issue with charter is that while they're technically not supposed to do a lot of these shady things, they do because it's so underregulated. So they will do things like,
oh, cold call kids that get good grades, because you have access to the Miami-Dade County Public School database. So you cold call families of like kids that are straight A students and try to recruit them over, which you're not supposed to do. You can say you can't really deny a student, but what you can do is say that they're full and they can wait list, but only accept kids with certain grade point averages, like shady shit like that, that they can get away with doing because they're not regulated, because they're new for all intents. But a charter school is only started with a No Child Left Behind.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's shit like that that happens.
Yeah. So that's what, and like, so I've been going back and forth as to what we want to do. But we're keeping all of our options open. But for sure, right now, the charter's off the table and it's just either private or public.
Whose child? You're ruining my life.
That is my niece.
You're ruining my life, Mom.
Are you sure it's not your child?
No.
Because I feel that there's some...
Well, they are related.
Granted, but I think my
nieces,
her brothers.
Both my nieces are a little extra, which it's totally fine. But yeah, this is what she's decided to do.
Is that the older one or the little one?
It's the little one.
Nathan has become so extra that, like, I know it came from Jeff, so I'm not even going to pretend... Like, where it came from.
Well, extra in what way? Because you're kind of extra sometimes,
too. I am not extra.
Can we talk about your Christmas decorations for
Can we talk
dinner?
About how you go to Disney?
No, see, that's means OCD. I'm OCD organized. But that's
still, it's still extra.
Yeah.
But that. No, Nathan's is like...
It's the claim to not go to CVS anytime while you're there, and you still go to CVS every day.
No, that only happened when I was with them.
Wasn't for me, though.
No, it was when we went to public. When we went to Walmart, like, four times. No.
Are you extra like Nary that you buy me a big fat head of your head?
No. My husband probably would.
I mean, we're all extra in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I did have that realization, though, recently. I was very bothered by the fact that I didn't catch on to it earlier on that I am Amy Santiago and Jeff is Peralta. I did not realize this.
I mean, you're welcome.
I did not realize this. And when it was pointed out to me, I was like,
duh.
Oh, my God. That's right.
The only difference is that Amy Santiago is like a grammar nerd and you are not.
Not even close.
Chrissy can't spell.
I can't spell.
No.
And that's not that I can't
but
spell.
She,
so that I don't
she
take
is
the
good
effort
at math.
To, yeah, I just don't take the effort to spell.
Chrissy's good at math.
That's what I said. Chrissy's good at math.
Yeah, I just don't take the effort. Like I'm,
I could have used you at the Girl Scout cookie booth yesterday.
Really bothered by you that
we
you
don't like give you a spreadsheet where you can just put in numbers and it doesn't?
No, like because we're selling the troops inventory at the cookie booth. Mm-hmm. So we have to like make sure that they gave us because they do a couple booths a day in different locations. So they gave us some, they gave the other group some and another group some. So I just have to like keep track on my little piece of paper. But somebody asked me, they go, what's 12 plus 11? I said
23.
Why 12 plus 11?
Because we were counting the leftover cookies. Oh, so we had a full case, which is 12, and then one box that was open but missing one. So it's 12 plus 11. My ass said 33.
23. Even I know that.
Yeah, I know. My ass said 33. And then I was like, and then nobody caught it. It was me and two other adults.
That's the thing is that when you say things with confidence, people assume that you're right.
I was like, duh.
That's how I've lived my life.
Because in my head, I heard 22 plus 11. I was like, that's 33. But it was
that's what part of my fake it till you make it way to live life is you just have to say things with enough confidence and like with enough grounding and people just believe you until they find out you're wrong. And by that point they've already, you know.
So I'm selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, if anybody's
anybody's interested.
I bought cookies from
you. I already bought.
Yes, both of you bought cookies. Thank you very much.
I already bought
cookies from you and I'm on Weight Watchers and your stupid cookies are 7 points.
Okay, you're like bitching at me like my mom. She was like, Vanessa, you know the shipping online is like $10. I'm like, I don't set the shipping price. Like, I can't control that.
See, I'm on the opposite. Like, Jeff was like,
she's coming on Thursday. Why does she just wait to get
because
them?
Because my aunt and my cousins are not coming. And my mom can't.
Well, she could take them back.
No, she can't because they're doing only carry-on luggage. Mm. They bought 21 boxes of cookies. I'm not going to turn that shit down.
About 21 boxes?
It's for three families.
Even though I will say,
are you going to go sell them at FIU when the kids are high?
I should.
I told you, you should do the Ross Geller.
Gentlemen there. But let me tell you, I will say that while I am happy that they are cheaper, because Girl Scout cookies used to be $6 a box.
They've always been $4 since I've been buying them.
No, because they used to be bigger.
Oh. She was there when they started Girl Scouts.
Oh.
Yes. but I am bothered by the fact that the cookies are $4 a box, and then the s'mores are $5.
Yeah.
Like, just fuck. Yeah, like,
it's annoying.
Like,
I know, annoying. And I love those fucking s'mores.
No, but it's not that the dollar difference. Like, for you, I am bothered for you.
Like, on principle.
On principle to do the math, because, like, you can know your fours timetables and be set.
Five is a really easy timetable.
Yeah, but
right? But if you, if like, today, I know the five she just time bought, table. I, so do I, but she just bought four, what, like,
I bought three full of three.
No, you bought, but you bought four packs boxes. Of cookies.
Uh-huh.
So four boxes of cookies,
guys,
should just
Girl
be $16.
Founded in 1912. Christy was 27 years old that year.
You guys so much.
She was friends with the founder.
I wish.
1912 was also the year Titanic sank.
Aww. She was there too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I knew better than to she share got on a piece
boat.
Of wood.
She got on a lifeboat.
You got on a lifeboat.
I have a child.
Lifeboats be seated according to class.
But like, it bothered me because I bought four boxes and she goes, okay, well, these are $4 and this one's five. And I was like,
she goes, like, you do the math. And I was like, I know, I was already in the process of doing it. You interrupted me. And I was like, 12, 13, 14.
12 plus 5.
12 plus 5 is 17.
I did. I got it right. I got it right.
But like, that's what bothered me.
I was just exhausted yesterday. So we got there and the mom was like, oh, you guys didn't bring chairs? I'm like, no, I could stand for 2 hours. And at the end of 2 hours, I was like, oh my God. And that's why 11 plus 12 became 33.
Yeah, obviously, you need to, like, I see this as your first
Chrissy's gonna show up tomorrow with like lawn chairs and coolers.
Yeah,
and,
like, you have to understand, as a mom of the Girl Scout,
teach me.
You should be the one sitting and just throw children at people.
Yeah, no, that's what we
so
did.
That's why you should be bring your chair.
Me and the two other moms, we stayed with the cookies and the money, and we had the girls standing in front of the doors at Best Buy. And dude, Sophie, I was so proud of her. She was with her sign.
Oh, like, really? You're proud of the kid? You're proud of the kid that just talks to people? Like,
yes,
random
I was
strangers?
Very
you were
proud
surprised
of her.
That she was
sometimes
to strangers?
Sometimes she's shy, but this time she was like,
I've never in the 7 years of her existence, I have never seen. Sophie,
I've seen her Sophie be a little shy. Bit shy, but yesterday she was like, you want to buy my cookies? Buy some cookies. I'm like, say thank you, say please, like, tell them have a nice day, like, be kind. And she was like, buy my cookies. I'm like,
give me my money, please.
See, but yeah. if they all would be $4, you can make a pretty sign and just put one for four, two for eight. People like seeing the numbers up there, and you could just give
but
them
it helps the girls do math.
Fuck the girls. You need
but they need to learn.
Granted,
well,
but still.
It was really, it's really fun when you tell people, they're like, oh, it's one box is $4 or you can get five for 20. And sometimes people catch on and sometimes they don't. It's fun.
But that's what I mean. If you put a sign that goes one for four for one and then they're like two for eight and they're like, oh, that's a great deal. I'll just take two instead of one. People are stupid. They don't realize a thing. But now you've got
to
think.
You just say five for 20.
But then what if they tell you, oh, okay, but I want one of the s'mores.
Oh, no, we separate them. The $5 ones are on one end of the table.
Are s'mores the only ones that are $5?
The Toffee-tastics are
$5.
Oh, but they're really good with gafeko neje. But in a cookie, it's good.
But isn't it hard?
Yeah, no, it's got like little sticky. Pieces of toffee.
Yeah, no,
but the cookie's not sticky.
That.
It's like Twix.
All right, yeah, we know that your dentures can't handle
Yeah, your dentures will fall out.
The toffee. But in the cookie, it's not bad. It's really small pieces.
What is that decision? The toffee? I get why s'mores are $5.
I don't understand. Because they're gluten-free. That's why they're $5.
So it's like the basic tax?
I guess. But Thin Mints are vegan and those are $4. Those should
exactly.
be $5
Why?
Too.
Because gluten is the new
gluten is the new vegan. I don't know.
But like that's why like I'm morally bothered at the math of the four and $5 boxes. I'm like, no, just one price for everything. You're gonna make them all five. That would even be better.
Yeah, yeah. You'd make more money. But then people would be pissed that you raised the price at Girl Scout.
Again, I'm telling
people
you.
People would be pissed that my box of Samoas is now $5.
I am telling you, my box of Samoas and my box of Thin Mints used to be $6.
By the way, I gotta tell you, Dave and I only bought the few that we bought because otherwise we will have a full Monica Geller Girl Scout cookie situation.
Well, if you feel the need to support Sophie further, you can donate money.
And I mean, that's...
They send the cookies to the troops. Cookies from the heart.
No. Listen, I supported my troops the other day. I, like, helped a guy that I wasn't supposed to help on a file. Because, like, that's other...
I didn't hear that.
No. Like, somebody was, like, his adjuster wasn't, like, doing her job. And normally I'm like, look, I'm sorry, you know... I'll leave her a message. Like, you know, this isn't my file, this and that. But like, he started talking to me and he was like, I'm like, fuck. And I could tell right away because I already saw that his insurance company was USAA. Ugh. And I was like, oh, he's in the military. And then he was like, I'm active military. I was like, fuck. Damn it. He's like, I've been dealing with this since July. I'm like, oh. Fuck, I'll deal with this. I'll do it. Here, I'll do it. I'll
fix it.
I'll fix it. So I did my part. And I did throw in a thanks for your service at the end.
See, this is why I'm an asshole. I'm like, thanks for your service. Too bad, so sad.
He was so nice. No, he was nice about it. Listen, if he was waiting since July to settle his file, I was like, no. Like, I help you out, dude. I was like, I'll do it. This girl's being a lazy ass and not doing a shit. But
so proud of you.
I know. So that's my
thank you for your service.
That's my help for the troops. So I don't need to send them cookies right now.
But you can if you want to.
Other people can.
You can if you want.
I bought cookies.
Sophie wants to go to the space camp. Okay.
You actually go to space camp?
Well, we're going camping to NASA, to the Kennedy Space Center.
And you sleep under the thing, under the shuttle.
I want to go to space camp.
My father-in-law, my brother-in-law did that with the Boy Scouts. But the Boy Scouts don't sell anything.
They sell popcorn.
Oh, and they sell the coupon cards.
Yes.
Because I want to go to space camp. I've always wanted to go to space camp.
Me too.
I've
always wanted to go to space camp. My cousin went to space camp and I was so jealous.
I saw the movie Space Camp and I was so jealous.
Is it a talkie or?
You've never seen Space Camp?
No.
That movie is awesome.
Do I look like the type that would have seen Space Camp?
Ask Dave.
I barely saw Sandlot.
Ask Dave. I love Sandlot.
Sandlot's stupid. I don't like Sandlot. Little Rascals
is way better. Shut your whore mouth. Sandlot is great.
Oh, no, that's me.
Yeah, I know it too.
I see your face.
Oh, no, I don't know. But Space Camp, I loved Space Camp.
I didn't see that.
That movie made me want to go, first of all. And just second of all, wanting to know that, like, it was a thing. And I didn't know people actually did it.
I went to cheer camp, not Space Camp.
Vanessa did not.
I did not go to cheer camp.
No, Vanessa did not.
No.
I organized a cheer camp once, and I organized a baseball camp, and I organized a leadership camp. Yeah,
you did a lot of organization.
How did I not figure out this Amy Santiago connection sooner?
Sometimes we don't. Old. Sometimes the truth hurts, and we don't want to acknowledge it.
But it's too close.
And sometimes when you're old, your brain doesn't work very well.
That too.
Now I don't like you again. I'm used to her. Now you're getting a little bit too fresh there, buddy.
I love you.
You know,
thank you for buying cookies for me.
Yeah, yeah. Can I retract a Cash App purchase?
No, bitch. Was,
that money
no,
is
bitch. Her cash. Like cash.
Yeah, she gave me cash.
I don't know what cash is.
Me neither. I was very surprised at the amount of people that had cash yesterday.
I feel really shitty at like Publix and one of the girls, there's kids outside asking me for shit. And I'm
one of the girls noticed that the dude had $50 in his wallet and she was like, you have a $50 bill? And she was like, I can give you change. And I was like, or you can donate it to the troops. And he was like, no, I also have a 20. And I'm like, damn.
Listen, now the next question should have been,
can I get your number?
Because that was
for
a 50.
$50.
He had a 50,
had a 50
and a 20.
In his wallet.
And
he had a
20.
A lot of cash in his wallet.
That's disposable income.
Yeah, because I don't have tens.
I only have cash. Sometimes my clients tip me at the end of an event and it's in cash.
They leave the money on the dresser.
Yeah, money's on the dresser, chocolate. That's one of my favorite. David and I, that's like one of our favorite quotes, like movie quotes ever, like for everything. There was one time.
The wine is done.
That's Neri being like, Neri's being like ridiculously like mushy with the dog right now.
It stopped.
It stopped.
He probably knows that we're listening to him.
Guess we stopped talking.
All right, guys. So I think this is
a good place to stop.
A good place to stop. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, recap. Today, we are drinking a Outlander Paso Robles from California. So, it's not even from...
you can't make wine in Scotland. It's too cold.
Yeah.
The grapes can't grow there.
I was going to say Spain, but that would have been very incorrect. I need to take a nap, you guys. But I really like this. This is a...
It was yummy. It was, like, smooth.
This Meritage of the Paso Roble Appellation is a harmonious blend of the Bordeaux style varietals Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, Malbec, and Merlot. So it's a blend. Cool. Me gust. I like it. These wines are woven together to create a concentrated wine that boasts flavors of plum, blackberry, anise, and hints of vanilla. Perfect match with beef tenderloin, prime rib, or pasta with red sauce. I like it.
I liked it. It was yummy.
Griti.
I liked it.
Te gustó?
I did. I was very surprised. It was good. And I think, what was the price?
I want to say like
$6.99. So from affordable.
Aldi. It came from Aldi.
Yeah. Not like the... What did we pay for wine the other night?
So we went out to dinner for my birthday.
Yeah.
Because my birthday was last week. And we paid 42 bottles for... 42 bottles.
That was a night.
$42
for a bottle.
For a bottle that we know is $10.
Yeah, it was a Dreaming Tree.
Dreaming Tree, which...
It was $10. And then we paid, I want to say 30 or 30 something
for...
I forgot what wine the second one was. And that one was probably... That one was $10.99 because I looked it up on Vivino. Because the average price is $10.99.
Is that one?
Yes. Grafinha.
Grafinha, because we're going to buy that one for... Mm-hmm. I'm going to look for that one to do in a podcast.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, husband. You leaving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going?
The gym.
Do you know how late it is?
He's healthy now.
Does that.
I don't know.
I've lost almost 10 pounds since I started Weight Watchers. I'm very happy for myself.
What about you?
Get off my show.
He's complimenting me at the moment.
Take Nobody was complimenting
my show.
You.
He's healthy now.
And then I said,
exactly. Gosh. Let's go, Baloo. Lady, come on.
Go to your box.
Leave the door open because I can't, yeah, then I can't hear the kids.
And it's getting hot.
But it's been well over an hour and none of them have even come out.
Yeah, well, this is around the time where they like to come out, so. That's I love fun. You. Have fun. So yeah, guys. So like I said, this is an Outlander, a Meritage of Paso Robles, and everybody liked it. So
yeah, check
thanks,
it out.
Yeah, thanks for checking out this episode. You can find us on Acast and iTunes and on the Geek Bro Network.
Did you put us on?
I have to ask Nary to help me do that. I don't know how to do that.
He's here this week.
Yeah,
yeah.
We Spotify. Have a lot of things to do this week on Spotify. No, I did Spotify. We're on Spotify. Oh! I haven't done iHeart.
iHeart was what I'm missing.
I need to do iHeart. Yeah, we're on Spotify.
Yeah, we were able to add to that now.
Yeah. And then on the Geek Bro Network, you can find What's Up Bro, Zeroes on Heroes, Mal Keekmore, Shiver, The Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness, and Pero Let Me Tell You.
Los Primos.
Los Primos.
Los Primos. Pero Let Me Tell You. Ay, qué lindo Los Primos.
So if you want to like share your favorite wine with us or give us a wine recommendation, tell us a story, ask us questions, because you know we love giving our opinions on shit, you can email us at mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT, at gmail.com. And it's spelled the same across all of our social media. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And that's it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. Guys, it's 2019.
Yeah, I wrote 2018 this morning.
Stephanie, we've known each other for 19 years.
Oh my God.
19 years.
Shit.
That's insane.
Look, I've known this bitch for 19 years. Oh, look, we're in Spotify.
Hi, Spotify. So yeah, so Happy New Year. And we're going to try our hardest to not take such a long break again. Or at least give you a heads up.
But it's the holidays.
Yeah, it was the holidays.
Sorry, it's hard.
But we're back, and we're going to try our best to...
We're almost at our 100th episode.
I know. This is 94, because there's an episode that I killed.
Because I was drunk.
Yeah.
Or hungover.
A little bit of both. We love your faces, and cheers.
Cheers.
It wasn't. That's why I killed it.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.